It's Business. Here's Jill Steadman. Good morning.
Thanks, Mary. Earnings season is winding down in the US, with company results mostly beating estimates. This comes despite the recent banking chaos and a potential recession looming. We're joined now by Aidan Donnelly, Head of Equities with Davy. Why are earnings so upbeat when there's so much financial uncertainty? Had Wall Street set low earnings targets this time round?
Well, that's, I think, definitely the case, Jill. We've seen forecasts come down over probably the last 2 months. And while there's an awful lot of hoop and hollering when the numbers come in much better than expected, you have to look at the where the expectations have come over the previous couple of weeks. Now, given the fact that so many companies have beaten, about 80% of companies have beaten numbers and for the most part beaten them reasonably well, we have seen earnings forecasts move up over that period. So at the start, at the end of March, when the first quarter ended, most analysts were looking for earnings to fall about 7% year on year. That number is now only a little over down 2% year on year. So we have seen a substantial improvement over the last while. But as I said, you know, if you'd look back maybe 8 or 10 weeks ago, the forecasts were probably a bit better than they're even turning out to be now.
Okay. Have there been any standout winners in terms of performance?
What's been interesting has been the fact that, you know, stocks that have actually beaten numbers well haven't necessarily seen the share prices, other than there's been a few very high profile ones, you know, the big favourites that everybody look at. But you look in aggregate, we haven't seen a substantial increase in share prices around a good set of numbers. But where companies have managed or have disappointed, well, then we've seen fairly substantial fall offs in share prices.
Okay, for the big tech companies, are we now seeing the slowdown in growth that was recorded post-pandemic pick up again a little?
Well, I think there's a combination of some improvement in the underlying business, but also I think, you know, a lot of the very big tech companies have taken corrective action on their cost side of it. So that's helping the profit margins come back up again after having been a little bit depressed.
Okay, the big US banks have all reported strong results. How have the smaller regional banks fared? And has the collapse of SVB and Signature Bank actually benefited the larger lenders?
Well, we've definitely, in terms of benefiting the larger lenders, what we have seen is a deposit flow into those much bigger banks, as people want to make sure that their deposits are safe. But in terms of lending, what we're ultimately seeing coming through is that an awful lot of the smaller banks are a little bit worried about lending because they don't want to let themselves stretched if they were to lend out all of the deposits and suddenly people start looking for the deposits back. They're kind of stuck on for liquidity. So what we've actually seen is some of those smaller banks just rein in their lending, and really that's what is in the back of the Fed's mind in terms of pausing interest rates at this moment in time, because that kind of reduction in credit will actually feed through to the economy and slow things down in the same way that an interest rate increase would.
Okay, US investors are now turning their attention to another major hurdle for the economy and the markets, the US debt ceiling. A meeting is due to take place later to discuss whether a deal can be agreed to allow the US to borrow more. What do you expect will happen there?
Well, we've seen this so many times before in the past, and it goes right up to the 1 minute before midnight, and normally an agreement is made. There's an awful lot of politicking going on behind scenes, and I'm sure there's an awful lot of pork belly politics going on as well. But ultimately, you know, at the end of the day, the politicians realise the last thing they're going to do is see the US government default on its debt or basically shut down government infrastructure because there's not enough money there. So I'm sure they might take it to the brink as they usually do, but I'm sure a deal will be sorted out.
Okay, Aidan Donnelly, Head of Equities with Davy. Thanks for joining us.